Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Kathy Ferguson in Morris at 815-941-3758. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You're listening to AM 580, The Information Advantage. And that's going to do it for Morning Edition. Thanks very much for starting your day with us this morning. Next, we have our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:48, unchanged on the open. September, 8:61 down a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 8:24, up three quarters on the open. September, 8:36 down a half. December, 8:59 down three quarters. March, 8:80 down two. And July corn opened at 6:86, down six and three quarters on the open. September, 6:96 and a half down eight. December, 7:15 down seven and a half. March of 2009, 7:31 down 9. May, 7:42 down 9. July, 7:46 and 3 quarters, down 9 and 3 quarters. December, 6:55 and a half down 10. And March of 2010, 6:65 down 10 and 1 half on the open. July beans open at 15.73, up 12 on the open. August, 15.58, up 9. September, 15.50, up 12. November, 15.38, up 8.5. January, 15.56, up 13 and a quarter. March, 15.61, up 12 and a half. May, 15.59, up 14. And November of 2009, 14.57, up 2.5 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 4.29.50, up 4.40 on the open. August, 4.22, up 4.20. July soybean oil opened at 63.80, up 42 on the open. August, 63.95, up 41. August live cattle opened at 102.20, up 10 on the open. August feeders opened at 111.90, up 37 and a half. July lean hogs opened at 72.25, up 45 on the open. And July bellies opened at 61.47 and a half, up 17 and one half on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing and Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
We do have the trade estimates for ending stocks. They came out yesterday afternoon after the closing bell. And it did catch my eye. ADM Investor Services at the top of the heap for old crop carryout at 1.600, and second in the new crop carryout at 1.000. Of course, those in billions of bushels. And I have to ask you, does the numbers that we're seeing in the liquidation now fairly represent what you guys believe the carryout will be?
The report, as nearly as I can tell, there is definitely, you know, in corn, reduced usage in ethanol, feed, and probably exports because of the higher prices per se. The general feeling that we have, though, is that bean demand is probably even better. The Argentine export problems, that world demand for beans. We do think the carryover is going to be smaller in soybeans and will be an eye-opener. As far as any other things that jump out at us, you know, I think it'll be, you know, a larger wheat crop. Generally, all indications are the wheat yields are good to excellent.
Let's go ahead and break it down a little bit more. Begin with the corn. We do have a liquidation phase underway the last couple of sessions. Seems to have stabilized in the trade overnight and off of the opening bell today. Is Tuesday's low an interim low, and does the 750, 755 level become some significant resistance?
Well, Ag Resources is putting a recommendation out to sell Dease corn at 735, and my general impression is that with this larger carryover in corn and very good growing conditions in the Midwest and the concern about a worldwide slowdown in the economy because of energy prices, it does, in a big wheat crop, it does mean, in my opinion, that in a very good growing conditions here in July, that I think corn is going to struggle here and struggle until we do have some dry weather. So my general impression is that it will be sometime in late July, early August, is from a timing point of view, before we see any major rally in corn.
Turn your attention to the beans. It has rained a bunch in the last couple of days across the bean complex, and I've been talking to a few of our analysts who suggest that their clients are not too happy with the rain regarding the beans and how their beans looks at the time. And by all accounts, Friday's USDA numbers are expected to be friendly to beans to some degree. Well, would you be surprised that we see a rally in here over the next week or two?
Well, I think there's two worlds. I think there's the old crop beans and there's new crop beans, and the old crop beans are very bullish, and old beans could even pull corn prices up, and it'll also keep new crop beans from dropping much. I'm not too concerned about the conditions in soybeans. The U.S. Government says the conditions of soybeans are improving. The people that have gone on through the Iowa, say, the bean crop, other than Quincy in Illinois and maybe around Des Moines, the bean crop is small but growing good, and there'll probably be some double crop beans that won't get planted because it's too wet. But as far as buying soybeans based on the way they look today, I'm not going to buy that idea. I'm going to buy the idea on demand, and we do have a lot of rain in the Midwest and in the wheat country, and rain makes grain, as far as I'm concerned, as of July 9th at 9:56 a.m. I'm not going to buy that idea that the bean crop looks bad or anything else. Now, there will be some double crop beans north of Champaign that probably won't get planted and probably shouldn't get planted on July 9th because it's too wet. But generally, I think most of those beans are getting planted in the south half of Illinois.
So more bullish in the old crop than the new crop? How
That's
bullish
right.
do you want to be in the old crop?
Well,
are
I
you
think
1625
that, they
bullish?
Could surprise you, Dave, on how bullish they could get. And, I think that we could see new contract highs in old crop soybeans based on the very tightness of the situation.
Turn your attention to the wheat numbers from the trade guesses plus whatever you have gleaned. What is your analysis there?
Big wheat yields, and there is some growing problems maybe in a small area of Russia, Ukraine. There might be a little problem area in Australia, but the worldwide wheat is growing well. There should be a big surplus of wheat. It's a popular spread to be long soybean, short wheat. I think ultimately wheat prices are overpriced. I think there'll be a lot of wheat planted. I think part of the function of releasing the CRP acreage is going to encourage more wheat acres. So I think we will see lower wheat prices. And probably the function of the wheat market, in all reality, is to go low enough to encourage more corn and soybeans planted and less wheat. So that's the basic thing that it looks to me. And there will be a function of the marketplace to the cash and futures together, in my opinion, the $2.50 basis under the July futures, it is the function of the grain companies to get those two to come together.
You have been one to tell us, if you're a hedger, to keep your powder dry in corn and beans and not get too anxious on sales with the current information at your hands. Are you still wanting to keep your powder dry?
With the, I did mention on Commodity Week that I was basically out of old crop corn and out of long side of the corn market. My general impression is that somewhere in this 725 to 750 area in the December futures is a logical area to do some sales in an orderly fashion. It's popular to do some kind of call strategy to protect some of those sales at this time. I think the country and the world is in an energy crisis, and one of the most popular and economical and great substitute, of course, is ethanol. And if crude oil does go to $150 a barrel, rather, I do think that corn can rally based on that. So a person has to be very careful. As far as the new beans are concerned, I wouldn't do anything in that commodity at this time.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana.